welcome to Inside Austin. My next interview is with Dr. Bradford. He's a doctor of pharmacy, and he's here speaking on behalf of the NACDS, the National Association Chain Drug Stores Foundation, and for the March of Dimes, speaking about the Zika prevention campaign launched in Texas, Florida, and Louisiana. Dr. Bradford, I want to thank you for joining me on the program today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Bradford, would you be so kind to let our listeners know a little bit about yourself? What is your background?
So I'm a pharmacist that actually specializes in public health. So everything from infectious diseases like HIV and hepatitis C, influenza and pandemic influenza response, to emergencies and disasters. And one of my other focuses of study besides emerging infectious diseases like Zika and Ebola virus are the opioid epidemic. But today I'm talking about emerging infectious diseases, particularly Zika virus, and how we can make people aware of it and help prevent some of the disastrous complications that occur when, especially when women of childbearing age or pregnant women get exposed to Zika and pass it on to their fetuses.
Now, Zika was probably one of the biggest stories that broke out in 2016, correct?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. So what made you want to get involved with the March of Dimes and with the NACDS Foundation? Did they reach out to you?
Well, NACDS Foundation, they approached me and said, I had done some work with them before the NACDS Foundation and did a webinar last spring when we were, you know, really on the cutting edge of learning about, you know, was Zika virus linked to microcephaly and other birth defects? And we were just confirming that in the spring. And so we did a live webinar with representatives from March of Dimes and me representing NACDS Foundation to really get the word out to health professionals and really anyone to know about this, you know, relatively new and relatively unknown disease that or unknown virus, but we don't have any right now, any vaccine or any real treatment for it. And only in the last year have we developed really the proper diagnostics and figured out what kinds of people need to get tested and when to get tested. So that's when I got on board to talk to folks in the areas at highest risk to make sure people know when they should be cautious, where Zika is in the world. And you can go to the March of Dimes, the CDC websites or the NACDS website to find out where Zika is right now. In Texas, actually, there were local cases transmitted by mosquitoes in Brownsville, and then due to a successful eradication campaign, it's now just a caution, again, especially focused on pregnant women. But because transmission is not just from mosquitoes in those areas, it's also through unprotected sex and, of course, from women to their fetuses, it's important that everybody knows, what the symptoms are and how it's transmitted and, be ready to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about being comprehensive in what the symptoms are, when to get recognized. I think one of the biggest concerns for me and why I'm talking is that only 1 in 5 people actually has any symptoms, and they're pretty mild symptoms, pretty things that a lot of people would brush off, maybe some red eyes, maybe some muscle aches and pains, and you can take, Tylenol or acetaminophen to treat those things. But, not very, sometimes there's a fever, a lot of the time there's a rash. So it looks like a lot of other common viruses, and it's only, it only lasts maybe 3 days, maybe 7 days at the most, and then it goes away, and you may not think anything of it. So it's important that when people have symptoms, even though people rarely have symptoms, and especially if you're in a relationship with someone who's pregnant or are pregnant yourself or thinking about getting pregnant, those are the things to really watch for if you're in a relationship with someone who's traveled to an area where there's Zika, if you live in an area where there's Zika, like, for example, Puerto Rico. And I think it's not in the news right now because there's fewer mosquitoes, because we're paying attention to it. So those are the symptoms to be aware of. Those are the things to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about and how to prevent it. And as the winter ends and spring and summer are upon us, we're going to see those mosquitoes again, the Aedes aegypti mosquito. So we all can work to wear mosquito repellent and drain areas that are collecting water so that mosquitoes can't reproduce. These mosquitoes don't actually travel very far, so it's possible to eradicate them with spraying, but every person can work to prevent mosquito transmission and transmission of the Zika virus themselves, too.
Now, once you get Zika, is it a permanent virus?
It is not permanent. I think what we've found out in the past year or so due to the hard work, and now we have significant funding from Congress, about $1 billion, to research new vaccines and new medicines. One thing we're fairly certain about is that if someone is proven to be infected with some of the new diagnostic tests we have, you're only able to transmit it for about 8 weeks if you're a woman, or if you're a man, you can transmit it to someone up to 6 months later through unprotected sex. And so those are the things that if you're, you know, I've lectured on Zika to my students, and some of my young female students said, you know, I'm traveling to areas where there's Zika. Let's say I get Zika. I don't know I have it. You know, is this going to affect how the degree of birth defects that my children, you know, my future theoretical children may have? And that's not the case. It's a very common question. But if you get infected, over time, you will not be positive. Your tests will be negative, and you can safely start planning your family. So I think that's an important point. But if you are pregnant and you acquire Zika, it's important that you keep going to your doctor's visits. It's important that you're wearing repellent and using barrier contraception or abstaining from sex so that you don't transmit it to other adults. Adults are also at risk, not just babies as well, unborn babies. Adults can get a progressive neurologic condition where you have temporary paralysis called Guillain-Barré syndrome. We don't know if it's directly linked. Like, we are confident that birth defects like microcephaly or these small heads and developmental disabilities and eye problems, stillbirths, all of those poor birth outcomes are associated with Zika, but adults can also be affected outside of being sort of once you have Zika, you can get bit by a mosquito and that mosquito can transmit it to other people. So we all really need to be vigilant about monitoring where the disease is and trying to reduce transmission in every way.
It really shouldn't be ignored, that.
Right. I mean, if you, if you don't live in a household where, again, you know, my household is the same way, we're not planning to have any more children in my house. But if, you know, if I'm, you know, I'm going to Florida, or if I travel to Texas, or, you know, if I travel to Puerto Rico or South America, or my wife does, you know, we can still transmit it to, you know, people in our neighborhood or people at school. You know, my wife's a school teacher. She had Zika, and it was June here in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and she didn't know she had it. You know, again, only one in five people have symptoms. If there's mosquitoes that bite her and bite her another pregnant teacher, you know, there's a possibility there that it could be transmitted. Now, we haven't really seen that. Most cases in the U.S. are travel associated, where people acquire it directly from the place that they've had it. Only in Florida and Texas have we seen where people who've had no travel themselves acquired it from mosquitoes in that region. So Austin is a long ways away, and I know from Brownsville, but it's definitely a place where there's mosquitoes, and it's important to be aware of. And again, you know, there's other diseases transmitted by mosquitoes too. So the advantage of using sprays is it helps prevent those other diseases. And, you know, barrier contraception for people also prevents other sexually transmitted infections, and not only Zika. So I think there's other public health benefits for people to be aware of, just how infections are transmitted and how we can prevent their transmission.
If a listener right now would like more information, I see that they could visit zika.nacdsfoundation.org/March of Dimes. And the campaign that you and the NACDS and the March of Dimes have launched, my guess is that you just launched the campaign, correct?
We've been doing this for a few weeks now. Yeah.
Okay. So it's the beginning of the year. Did you do it as a way of preventing what happened in Brazil to keep from happening in pretty much the southern states of country where, you know, mosquito breeding is extremely high?
Well, I think that the CDC and the March of Dimes, or, you know, most especially the March of Dimes, but the CDC and CDC Foundation and NACDS Foundation, again, their mission is to protect the health and welfare of all Americans. Where the mosquitoes are circulating, you know, where I live, there's the species of mosquito that transmits Zika isn't here. There's another species that may be here, but again, it's not found as frequently as it is in Louisiana, Florida, and Texas. So we need to target the campaign to alert people to be aware of, you know, if you're vacationing in the Miami area, you know, be cautious or maybe delay your trip if you're pregnant or if you're planning it for July, you know, be aware that there might be areas where your hotel is that if you're pregnant or you end up being pregnant or your partner is pregnant when you travel, be aware of those things. It's really, you know, most of public health promotion is really just having people be aware of the risks. And once you're aware of the risks, then you can be offered solutions at those websites. And again, the CDC website and the NACDS Foundation website offer some of those solutions and updates on how we're tracking this disease and trying to prevent infections.
Dr. Bradford, do you have any final thoughts or words of maybe on being involved with this campaign and what you've learned from researching this disease?
I think what I've learned is both this disease and other diseases I've researched in that, you know, it's one of those diseases where you may not know the effects of it for months. And so, you know, we've had deaths due to Zika, we've had stillbirths, we've had, you know, we've had babies born with microcephaly in Texas. And that disease, you know, we always focus on other diseases that kill lots of people. For example, influenza is widespread in several states right now. Influenza kills up to 30,000 people every year, you know, elderly people, probably the majority of that population. And we have a vaccine to prevent that. So in that disease, we're trying to promote the existing vaccine, which helps prevent disease. With Zika, we don't have a vaccine. But we're studying one, and I think we've got some great candidates in the pipeline. So it's important that we let the public know and health professionals know so that they can talk to one another about, here's this disease, here's how it's prevented, because you know, once a pregnant woman has the disease, even maybe when she doesn't even know she's pregnant, there's some data that the disease has much greater side effects on the fetus, on the growing fetus, and that there's greater developmental delay. And again, while the babies, some are born stillborn, those that are born with microcephaly have a lifetime of treatment, of costly treatment, you know, which is really relatively minor to the devastation on these families who have to raise this child from a disease that we can at least in some part advocate some of these prevention messages so that we don't have to have, so we can reduce or eliminate those kinds of birth defects.
Well, Dr. Bradford, I want to thank you so much for joining us and giving us all this useful information. Again, the website for any information on Zika could be found on zika.nacdsfoundation.org/March of Dimes. Dr. Bradford, I want to thank you again for joining us on the program.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. Stay safe.